What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. Welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And today we got another good one. A lot of interesting things going on right now within the SEC. So we're talking about it here today on this episode of Landing on the Plane, talking about Tennessee linebacker Arian Carter being suspended for 2 games. We'll get into that, followed by Ole Miss, you know, suing 2 former players who are now currently at LSU. We'll talk about that, and then we'll finish on a positive note talking about Chad Ochocinco, former really, really good NFL receiver who should, in my opinion, be in the Hall of Fame. You know, he shows some love to the Auburn DB, so we'll kind of talk about that as well. So let's get into it. First and foremost, let's start with Tennessee linebacker Arian Carter. And, you know, he's been suspended for, you know, the team's first 2 games of the season due to, you know, allegedly, I guess it's been reported now, you know, accepting a $427 flight to go out and train, you know, during the pre-draft process. This is, you know, a transaction that he has already paid back, and Tennessee self-reported in February. And so this is my thing with the NCAA. Like, it's just annoying because it's like, this is where you draw the line. Out of everything that is going on, you know, within the NCAA, and, you know, you've got players coming back from pros in basketball, and you've got all this NIL and all these, you know, contracts, revenue sharing, teams clearly tampering, and this is where you draw the line. Like, this is why people are always frustrated with the NCAA, because they pick and choose when they want to enforce rules, and they pick and choose, you know, when and how. And it's just, like, annoying. Like, you got a guy who is in his senior year going into, you know, his – obviously, it's his gotta-have-a year. He's, and the reason for him even coming back to Tennessee was because he was, you know, getting ready for the pre-draft process or whatever the case may be, and he injured his foot. It was a lingering foot injury that he had, you know, during the previous season, last season in 2025. He's training. Boom, he injures it again, and he has to have surgery. And so – like anybody who is aspiring to have the best opportunity for themselves, to create the best opportunity to make it to the next level, he made a decision to go back to school. He had another year of eligibility left, and it was still early in that process to where he's like, you know what, I'm about to have surgery. I got to rehab. It's not smart for me to go through this process, this pre-draft process. Boom, I'm dropping out of the NFL draft. So the NCAA turns around, you know, after Tennessee self-reported in February, did their investigation, whatever. And so they came back with originally a 3-game suspension. They appealed and got it knocked down to 2. But it's just like, dude, you're talking about a guy who is trying to create the best possibility and the best outcome for himself. This is not somebody who was trying to go behind people back. He was, you know, twisting the rules. He's, you know, doing some foul stuff. Like, my man got hurt and had surgery. Like, I'm pretty sure most people would do that unless you're a guaranteed first, second round pick. Like, most dudes are doing that. So I'm not understanding the problem. We're talking about $427 for a flight that he already paid back. So, like, what are we doing, man? So now he's going to miss his first 2 games of his senior year. You know, would have been really good to get out there on the field, get your feet wet, I guess. You know, 2 teams that on paper you should beat. So it should be a time for him to get out there, you know, maybe produce a little bit. Like, this, all of this stuff matters. All of this stuff matters. And it was supposed to originally be a 3-game suspension. So he was supposed to originally miss 25% of his senior year for accepting $427 to fly across the country or fly wherever to train. Like, it's ridiculous, man. And then it's like, when you take it a step further, thinking about everything else that they do allow and everything that goes swept under the rug. And we've got officials out here clearly missing calls and not being held accountable for it. We've got tampering, clear as day tampering going on, which we'll get, you know, a little more into here in a second. But clear tampering going on and nothing, you know. But my man's had surgery, decided to go back to school, and this is what we're doing. This is what we decided to do. It's just like, it seems nitpicky, and it seems like it's just annoying, man. So, I mean, I could care less about Tennessee, but I'm more so hated for the young man, just because I can put myself in his shoes, and I'm just thinking, like, you know, if I was in his situation, I would have did the same thing. I would have tried to go back to school. I got another year of eligibility. He cut ties with said agent, you know, the second he went back, boom, 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 paid him back. Like, I'm good. Like, what's the problem? But here come the NCAA trying to enforce rules. Like, this is what they are. This is what they always do. So, I mean, I hate it for him. Hopefully he comes back and bounces back, except for when they play us. You know, best of luck to that young man. Now, let's move on to another story. You know, that probably would have sounded absolutely insane a couple years ago, just because of now where we are in the college football landscape and everything that we've got going on. You know, it's not out of the norm for me to say that Ole Miss is suing two former players who are now at LSU, you know, and so that's just where we are. And to kind of just get into it a little bit, you know, this has kind of been something that's been brewing for a little while now, just because, you know, these players transferred back in January. We are now in almost August, about to start fall camp. So this is something that's been kind of going on behind the scenes, now being reported on. And so pretty much they had two former players who decided to, hey, I'm staying at Ole Miss, right? They signed, you know, NIL agreements back in early January to commit to Ole Miss and stay at Ole Miss. And very shortly after, these two players individually at separate times ended up in the transfer portal and bolted to LSU. And immediately after that, within the day or two, Ole Miss was sending these two players, emails, messages, whatever the case may be, basically saying, hey, we need our money back. We signed you for this, this, and this. It's not being fulfilled. You have now bolted and gone to LSU. We need our money. Well, these two said players, crickets. So Ole Miss let it slide for the 30-day period. 30-day period for payment was up. Boom. They sent another message. Like, we need payment. Crickets. So, okay, a little time goes by. They reach out to LSU directly. Like, hey, we need payments from you guys on their behalf. Like, we need you to facilitate that and send us the money on these two players' behalf, because they breached, you know, the contract that we had. And Ole Miss is waiting for response, and LSU and Lane and them boys decide to make them wait about a week, and then they hit them back with the, well, that pretty much has nothing to do with us. We're not a party in the contract. That's between those two players and y'all. So 4 months go by, and now we're here to this week where Ole Miss has decided to file a suit and, you know, recover those funds. And, man, like, it's just – I just hope these young fellas and people around the country, guys who may be coming up, understand, like, yo, this, if you didn't understand that before, like, I hope you do now. Like, college football is absolutely 100% a business. It is. It's no longer what it used to be. Like, those days are gone. Like, doing it for the passion and all of that kind of stuff. And, like, it's always been a business. Like, don't get me wrong. But even more so now than ever. Like, it is strictly business. And so, like, when you're out here signing these contracts, like, these contracts are legally binding. Like, you cannot just sign these contracts and think you can just up and leave and think you could just run off with these people money. Like, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that in sports. It doesn't work like that in the NFL at the next level. You think anybody in the NFL can sign a contract and then get tampered with by another organization and then just say, you know what, forget about that contract. I'm finna up and leave and go here. Like, no, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that, you know, in the real world. Like, you can't sign a contract and then think you can just up and leave and do what you want and not have to pay that money back. Right? So, on one front, like, for all the young guys, all the players, like, yo, this is business. Like, so you have to conduct yourself as such. Now, on the flip side, it's like, from a player's perspective, I'm looking at it like this has LSU more so written all over it, more so than these two players, because I don't foresee anybody upping and leaving where they're from that is making a substantial amount of money and going to another university without it already being established. Like, hey, you guys need to pay my buyout. Like, nobody's upping and leaving and having to, oh, you're going to give me this at my new school, but I'm paying my own buyout. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So, whether or not these two players had got this in writing or in their contract, I don't know. That hasn't been discussed or disclosed, but you know, just from my experience, just from what I've heard, just from people I've talked to, like this is how it goes. Like, you're paying my buyout, and then I'm coming here and I'm getting whatever I'm getting from you. That's how it goes. And so, when you have LSU, who back in March is saying, "Hey, that has nothing to do with us. That's between y'all and them," it make you sit back and be like, "Well, damn." Like, are they just, you know, stringing Ole Miss along, or are they really finna hang, you know, leave these two players out to dry, leave them hanging out to dry? So it's like, man, I really hope it doesn't come down to an unfortunate situation where, you know, maybe these two players didn't have it in writing, or maybe it was a verbal agreement, or you know, kind of a unsaid kind of thing where, you know, you come here, we got you taken care of, and now Ole Miss is, or LSU rather, is backing down from that. Or maybe they're just stringing Ole Miss along and, you know, they're going to end up paying on their behalf. Or maybe these two players do got to end up coming out their pockets. I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, kind of how it unfolds a little bit as, you know, this process goes along and moves along. But yeah, for the players' sake, I really hope that, you know, either they had it somewhere in writing, or, you know, that LSU ends up coming through on their behalf. But if not, it is a lesson to be learned and a lesson to be had for not just them, but everybody else that is watching around the country and around the nation and coming around to go through this process as well, because it's a business, man. And you can't just, you know, think you can play with people's money. Like, that's real life, man. It doesn't go like that. And so, yeah, like I said, it'll be interesting to see kind of how it shakes out and where it goes from here. Now let's end with something Auburn fans should be excited about. You know, Chad Ochocinco responded to a clip of Auburn DBs going through one-on-ones back in the springtime, and you know, really showed some love, saying it was elite defensive back play, and I think it was awesome. Like, it was pretty cool to see, just because like we're talking about somebody who got some elite footwork. So when he's, you know, willing to go on a page like X or Twitter or whatever the case may be, and you know, show love like that. Like, I follow Chad, so you know, when he's doing something like that, he means it, and he's not afraid to show love. And so for him to do that and kind of show them some love was cool to see. And it was some good clips in there, man. I think the first one was Rayshon Pleasant making a nice play on the football in the back of the end zone, and then Caleb Harris undercutting a out route as well, making a great play on the football, and that was nice to see. And then I think the last one was Blake Woodby, the young fella out there at corner, making a nice play on a slant route. And so, yeah, no, it was just cool to see him show some love, man, and just kind of, yeah, hype him up, man. That was cool to see. And especially coming from somebody as touted as him, talking about Mr. Sweet Feet, like, he got some of the best footwork, probably at the receiver position ever. And so, yeah, like I said, that's cool to be stamped by somebody like that as a player. I know they probably felt cool. That was probably cool to see. And so I thought that was awesome. So definitely had to talk about that right quick. You know, that's all we got for today. I appreciate y'all tuning in. If you like this episode, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And make sure you tune into the next one. And as always, War Eagle.